Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Kenneth Mokgatle is online. He is a political analyst, no stranger to Hi FM, and I love speaking to this man, and I love listening to him. He's also a researcher. Good morning, Kenneth. I'm so sorry that we've taken you late. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well, and morning also to the listeners of Hi FM.
Thank you so much for your time. What are we expecting from the State of the Nation address?
Yeah, I think this year's State of the Nation address also takes place where the country is going through so much. I mean, the country has just lost around 14 soldiers in the DRC where they have been in the mission or contributing to the SADC mission to try and bring about stability in that region in the eastern Congo.
Yeah.
And you also have got the aftermath of the U.S. elections, where South Africa has been found to be one of the main players or targets, where 17% of the contribution that have been made through U.S. aid could be lost if South Africa do not act to try and convince the U.S. not to continue with its cancellation of the aid, which will obviously have a greater or much impact in the health sector in South Africa. And we know we in the past had HIV and AIDS crisis. That is why the U.S. decided to also make contributions. So it will affect so many people if it is going to go through. And it also takes place when we have this fragile political landscape, where we know that there's the new arrangement after the elections in 2024, where there's something called the GNU, Government of National Unity, so a combination of political parties which formed the government. We know how fragile the relationship is, especially between the two major parties in that arrangement, the DA and the ANC, due to some bills which were signed into law, like your National Health Insurance, Bella Act, and also the recent Expropriation Act, which has also caused more tension between the two parties. And I think what people can expect, which obviously I think is presented annually or in each SONA, is the plans on how the government is going to grow the economy, because we know there's a low economic growth in the country, which also affect the unemployment rate, and it also proliferate the poverty levels around the country. So I think he's going to focus more on that, especially also unemployment amongst the youth, as we know that at times it is being explained as a time bomb, which is
100%
can explode any time. Yeah,
100%.
So he's going to focus on that.
Do you think, I mean, a large part of the unemployment rate, and you know, whether it's youth or whether, you know, it's middle, you know, whether it's a middle-aged South African, our general unemployment rate, a lot of that I suspect has a lot to do with our labor laws. Do you think that the government will ever look at our labor laws and make them more friendly to economic growth? You know, if somebody doesn't do their job, it's very, very difficult to replace them with somebody who would actually be a benefit to your company. How do we move beyond that?
Yeah, I think part of the problem here is that you have a political party, especially the ANC, which talks two languages which are different or aimed at satisfying two different people. So at times they are trying to present themselves as radicals when they address Black South Africans, and when they are supposed to be addressing investors, then they give a different language. So if they were genuine enough, this is one of the issues that they were supposed to start with addressing them, because we know why also Elon Musk is not willing to invest in South Africa. It's because of the BEE laws, which government is intending to try and resolve the imbalances of the past. That's what they are saying. But we have, until today, we have not really seen much of the difference from 1994. Instead, those legislations have really made situation worse, especially when it comes to the labor force in the country. So I think it's high time that the current political leadership should sit down and try to resolve these legislations, because as we are saying, these legislations also contribute to unemployment in the country. So they should sit down and try to make some reforms which will also make it or create an ease for employers or for investors to make a massive contribution in the labor force in the country.
Yeah. Thank you very, very much, Kenneth. I love speaking to you. And thank you very, very much for always making time to speak to Chai FM. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you so much. Right, thank you so much, and to your listeners.
God bless. Bye-bye. You know, you can hear the smile in that man's voice. Just the best ever.